The Book of Matthew, Chapter 25. 10 Virgins, the Talents, Judgment. This chapter begins with the word then, indicating that this chapter is a continuation of the previous chapter. Remember that chapter 24 is about Jesus' glorious return, the parable of the fig tree and knowing the season of his return, and a caution to be ready for his coming. Now Jesus continues in this vein, concluding with the starkest of warnings. Please, dear friends, let's not make the mistake of thinking this is just a story or a gentle parable or a simple narrative of events. This is a dire warning. Please note, a typical or traditional Bible commentary is a series of notes about passages of scriptures from the Bible, explaining the meaning of those passages of scripture. A commentary may explain the language used in a section of text. Or it may discuss the historical background. Almost all commentaries attempt to explain the passage in terms of some system of theology. In other words, the commentary is an explanation of how the Bible fits together and what it means. Since a Bible commentary is written by human authors, it will reflect the beliefs and perspective of those writers. This study is not that kind of commentary. This is meant to be a study of the Bible as a letter written specifically to you for your instruction through teaching, rebuke, correction, and training in righteousness so that you, as a man or woman of God, may be fully capable, equipped for every good work, and not just a study about the Bible. The distinction here is that a study about the Bible will give you information, with which you may decide what it means and even what it may mean to you. It may even lead you to adopt certain principles for your life. But, it is still largely information collected but not fully utilized for the reason it was given to us. You can find many good Bible reference and commentary sources online that tell all about the Bible. On the other hand, a study of the Bible means that you are intent on consuming the words, thoughts, ideas, teachings, actions and behaviors found in the Bible, as one would eat food and take drink for nourishment and as sustenance. Another way of saying, you become what you eat. And in this instance, a study of the Bible will lead you to discover and partake, eat and drink, the instructional, creative, causative and prophetic nature of the words of the Bible. Jesus says as much when he said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down out of heaven, so that anyone may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever, and the bread which I will give for the life of the world also is my flesh. Jesus said, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, the one who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died, the one who eats this bread will live forever. See John 6:41-58. Do this and the word of God will speak the truth to you and through you. By this, you are being transformed into the image and attitude of Jesus. You will never be the same? That is also the intention and purpose of what I call commentary breaks in this study. They are intended to direct you into a study of the words of the Bible that lead you into a close, personal, interactive and conversational relationship with God. Links are also provided for greater insights, details, credits, citations and verification of scripture passages. Parable of 10 Virgins. Matthew 25:1, Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went out to meet the groom. Verse 2. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were prudent. Verse 3. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take extra oil with them. Verse 4. But the prudent ones took oil in flasks with their lamps. Verse 5. Now while the groom was delaying, they all became drowsy and began to sleep. Verse 6. But at midnight there finally was a shout, Behold, the groom! Come out to meet him. Verse 7. Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Verse 8. But the foolish virgins said to the prudent ones, Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are going out. Verse 9. However, the prudent ones answered, No, there most certainly would not be enough for us and you too, go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves. Verse 10. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the groom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Verse 11. Yet later, the other virgins also came, saying, Lord, Lord, open up for us. Verse 12. But he answered, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Verse 13. Be on the alert then, because you do not know the day nor the hour. Commentary break, the wording, the kingdom of heaven is comparable to, tells us this is a parable, a simple story illustrating a moral or religious lesson. However, since this is also a purposeful teaching and a prophetic word from Jesus, it bears far more weight and force than a simple parable. This teaching binds, that is, it permits and manifests, on the earth, which is the natural realm in which we live, what has already been bound, confirmed and initiated, in heaven, which is the spiritual realm, the creative realm where all things originate. Beside the point, that the number 10 has significant symbolism as a number of perfection and completion, the spiritual significance of the 10 virgins in this teaching, is meant to represent you and every other person who claims to be a disciple and follower of Jesus. 10 is the number of perfection, such a number of persons was required to form a synagogue, and to be present at any office, ceremony, or formal benediction. Talmudic authorities affirm that the lamps used in bridal processions were usually 10. The virgins here are the friends of the bride, who are arranged to sally forth to meet the bridegroom as soon as his approach is signaled. More significant is that all 10 appear to be and are titled as virgins. The spiritual significance of being a virgin represents purity, fidelity, and being undefiled. The perfection and purity is only made possible by the cleansing effect of the sacrificial blood of Christ, which was poured out and over you. This parable, about a wedding feast, represents the time of the return of Christ for his bride, the church. But the larger meaning and message is about the necessity for believers and followers of Jesus to be in a continual state of readiness anticipating his return. All the virgins represented have oil lamps. The lamps represent the light of Christ fueled perhaps by the oil of the Holy Spirit of God. But surprisingly, the five foolish virgins would run out of oil for their lamps. The question to be asked is, can a Christian run out of the oil of the Holy Spirit? It would seem so from this parable. The foolish virgins, while absent, searching to purchase more oil, returned late and were excluded from the wedding feast, and were locked out. No true, blood-bought virgin of Christ, which is every man, woman, boy and girl, who have received Christ Jesus as their Savior and have humbly submitted themselves to His Lordship, will be left out of the great wedding feast, also see GotQuestions.org. Furthermore, the foolish virgins were not left out just because they were late. It was because they lived their lives unprepared for His return. There are many in our churches today who consider themselves as born-again believers, but are not doing what Jesus taught, demonstrated and commanded them. And on that day of the great marriage supper, they will find the door shut and will hear the tragic words, Truly I say to you, I do not know you. The five virgins who are prudent and were living in a state of readiness. They are compared and contrasted to five who are foolish and are unprepared. Once again, all are virgins. But now Jesus reveals an earth-shaking and a prophetic truth emerges by way of a comparison. Although you may consider yourself a virgin among the 10, if you are not ready when he returns, that is to be found doing what he has commanded, you will be left behind. We know of the parables of the sheep and the goats which mingled together until God's judgment, and of the wheat and the tares which grew in the same field, the church, until God's judgment. Now you also know that being and doing are not the same as believing. If you believe him, you will obey him and you will be ready when he returns. Now to the focal point of this parable, and the next parable, which is about your readiness. All these comparisons are like a mirror for you to look at yourself and decide. Which are you? The wise and prudent or the foolish one? Be honest with yourself and choose wisely. The consequence is grave. End commentary break. Parable of the Talents. Verse 14. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. Verse 15. To one he gave 5 talents, to another, 2, and to another, 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Verse 16. The one who had received the 5 talents immediately went and did business with them, and earned 5 more talents. Verse 17. In the same way the one who had received the 2 talents earned 2 more. Verse 18. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Verse 19. Now after a long time the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Verse 20. the one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have earned 5 more talents. Verse 21. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things, enter the joy of your master. Verse 22. Also the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have earned 2 more talents. Verse 23. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many things, enter the joy of your master. Verse 24. Now the one who had received the 1 talent also came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. Verse 25. And I was afraid, so I went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you still have what is yours. Verse 26. But his master answered and said to him, You worthless, lazy slave. Did you know that I reap where I did not sow, and gather where I did not scatter seed? Verse 27. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Verse 28. Therefore, take the talent away from him, and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. Verse 29. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance, but from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Verse 30. And throw the worthless slave into the outer darkness, in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The judgment. Verse 31. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Verse 32. And all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, just as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Verse 33. And he will put the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat, I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink, I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Verse 36. Naked, and you clothed me, I was sick, and you visited me, I was in prison, and you came to me. Verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry, and feed you, or thirsty, and give you something to drink? Verse 38. And when did we see you as a stranger, and invite you in, or naked, and clothe you? Verse 39. And when did we see you sick, or in prison, and come to you? Verse 40. And the king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it for one of the least of these brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. Verse 41. Then he will also say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed people, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels. Verse 42. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat, I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. Verse 43. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Verse 44. Then they themselves also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or as a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Verse 45. Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did not do it for one of the least of these, you did not do it for me, either. Verse 46. These will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. What more could Jesus say to instruct and warn all who profess the name of Christ? Many are called but few are chosen. The litmus test is in the works. Are you doing the works he prepared ahead of time for you to walk in? So ask yourself, Christian. And ask yourself, Pastor. When was the last time you personally witnessed Jesus to someone? Fed a hungry person? Cared for a widow? Preached, saying, Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, healed the sick, raised the dead, cleansed those with leprosy, cast out demons? Do you freely give, or are you busy acquiring gold, or silver, or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey? The power, grace and mercy of God flows freely to and through the obedient, wise and prudent servant of God. Key words to consider: the right hand or the left hand of God, sheep and goats, wheat and tares, the wise and the foolish. The wedding feast and the closed door. Outer darkness and gnashing of teeth. Eternal punishment. Enter the joy of your master. Eternal life. Your brother and friend. Mike Young. Previous, the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 29 to 51, part 3. Next, coming soon. The book of Matthew, chapter 26, the plot to kill Jesus, precious ointment, Judas, last Passover, the Lord's Supper, the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus' betrayal, Caiaphas, Peter's denials. Please bookmark this page or subscribe for future episodes.